It's Wednesday, the 4th of March, 8:10 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. As far as I can tell, it's blue sky everywhere, and the sun's already well up into the sky in the south east. It's cold. It's a cold wind blowing. But at least the snow that fell in flurries yesterday has been washed away by the rain that followed it. It's beautiful to see the sun shining through the trees, but at that height now, shining straight into my study room, my retreat. I thought I was winning the war against this cold, flu, whatever the heck it is. I actually slept much better the night before than I did last night. This night was a whole lot of tossing and turning, wheezing, with sounds in my ears I couldn't get rid of. Not ringing, but wheezing sounds from my breathing. Ah, Lord. The good news is that Mary's on the mend. She's still got a barking cough, but now her ears aren't sore, and no sore head, no fever. I'm beginning to get much more active, but I thought that yesterday, I felt much, much better yesterday. And then this thing has turned it upside down again. Oh, frightened to cough again. So, happy days. I don't suppose I really should be standing out here in a cold wind. Just after I come out of the shower, give myself a chill now, but I really need to keep this journal going. It's just something, just a desire. For the past couple of mornings, two or three mornings, I just haven't been up to coming out. Feeling like a wee misery again, or rather a big misery. Spending so much time indoors, it's killing me. Inactive indoors, that is. Oh yeah, making phone calls, checking the internet because we're still getting work done. Well, it's postponed at the moment till we're both back on our feet, but you've still got phone calls and stuff to research and order. And to be honest with you, I've spent most of that time pretending I was doing research. I'm basically just sitting, not doing a lot. I look and I front of me, I actually spot fresh growth buds on my bridal wreath spirea already, and that's about 10 feet away. I can still see all the buds that are beginning to shoot. So many snowdrops. please God that this cold lifts today, whatever it is, cold, flu, who knows, it just lifts, gives me relief. Mary's been missed a lot. Her community have been phoning over the past 3 or 4 days, wondering where she's been, not where she normally is during certain days of the week. It's good that, you know, that as people appreciate her friendship and phone to inquire what's up. One of her dear friends, her older friends, Margaret. No, it wasn't Margaret. It was her cousin, sorry. There you go, my head. It was her cousin up in Shots. Sent her down a beautiful bouquet because she'd heard she wasn't well. That was lovely. Really nice. No one sent me a bouquet. No one's phoned to inquire about me. But the nice thing is that my friends and some of my friends in Audioboo have contacted me in one way or another. Expressed their concern, it's lovely. I do appreciate it all, every one of you. I don't like being a misery. I really don't. Here's hoping and praying I bound out of that back door tomorrow morning with a spring in my step and a clear voice. And a more open chuckle. You know, drinking gallons of tea over a week doesn't do you any good. Well, I know it does do you good. It flushes things out, but it gets to the stage where your cup of tea becomes blandness. Anyway, see what the day brings.